Blog Talk Radio.
And it's a new day. Fresh anointing. Not the old stuff, not the old stuff. Fresh anointing. Somebody say this is fresh. It's flowing my way. Right now is the season of power. Let the weak say I am strong. Prosperity. Let the poor say I am rich. Oh, it's a new season coming to me. Lift your voices and say it.
Yeah. It's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Yes, anointing. It's flowing my way.
Flowing my way.
Can you feel it tonight? It's a season of
welcome to Jesus, the Only Way radio blog. My name is Faith Dean, and I am your host. To all those out there listening, including the ones online, this is a new beginning, a new season, a new year, a new day. Let's give God some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless his name. Bless his holy name.
Today we will be having group thoughts on your new beginning and what you are claiming for 2016. Before we get started, though, can we have, is that Sister Beverly Yolanda that you can open up in prayer? Okay, Deacon Chapman, would you like to open up in prayer?
Okay. Almighty God, as we come to you, Father, this day, in this new year of 2016, Father, we know that you have set us in the midst of many things to accomplish. God, we cannot stand up always upright unless you give us the strength and the protection. And we ask that you support us in all the dangers that we may incur in this year. Carry us through all our temptations through Christ, which is our Lord. And Father, we don't always understand the tough times that we are going to go through. But we do release our desires and expectations in all these situations to you. And we declare your lordship over our lives and choose to believe that you love us by faith. Oh God, elevate our attitude toward you that we may not change. Enable us to do the work that you have set forth for us to do. And we thank you, God, that in the unseen realm, you're still working through people, through events in our lives. Help us to see these things from your point of view and then give us the strength to walk in peace. We thank you for the risen Savior. We thank you for Sister Faith and this radio program and pray to continue to bless. Bless all the vessels that you use to speak your word, Father, that hearts may be open, hearts may be touched, that they may fully understand what your plan is for us as followers of Christ, because Christ said, follow me. And we're supposed to follow him, submit ourselves to him and his scripture. We're supposed to come to an understanding that we are just mere servants that will humble ourselves continuously in his name. And we thank you, Father, for the opportunity for this prayer. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Deacon Chapman. Today we will be having group thoughts on new beginnings and what you are claiming 2016. And I'm going to read a scripture, Isaiah 43:18-19. It says, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." There's a quote that I often look at, and the quote says, "Just when the caterpillar thought her life was over, she began to fly." And a lot of times our new beginnings are often distinguished as painful endings. And if you guys take a moment, you can think about the things that it may be an outside force or it may be an inside force. It may be things that in your life that you need to get rid of so that you can do the new things that God has bestowed on your life. So you have to close your eyes to the old, and you have to open up your heart to the new beginnings. And so on this note, for 2016, what you are claiming, I'm just going to, anyone that wants to share, anyone wants to speak, or anyone wants to say anything in that regard, you can go ahead and start. And Deacon Chapman, you can go ahead.
Well, you say about expectation of healing for 2016, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's claiming. It's just something that you want to do in your
life. But I would like to see healing not only in the family, mm-hmm. body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Government, the world,
mm-hmm.
on
mm-hmm.
nature, that it will be healed to the point that we can get along in love. We have compassion,
mm-hmm.
work together instead of trying to destroy and persecute one another. Because in the chapter of Matthew 8, as the scripture
mm-hmm.
says, "And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou willest, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus
mm-hmm.
put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thou clean." He spoke, "Be thou clean," and immediately his leper was gone. And then he told him, "Tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest," which that was an Old Testament thing because he was still under the law that when you're healing the leprosy, you had to go to the priest for examination. Let's say he was the doctor of that day. But the good news of the Bible is about healing from the beginning to the end. And we find that God is interested in restoring all of us to a wholeness, to a wellness. In the book of Isaiah, it says about by his stripes we are healed. Now, he took 40 stripes, about the whip of the lash of. And for Israel to be spiritually healed first, then physical healing coming, but physical healing coming according to the will of God. And then the Old Testament law sought to protect the people from sickness by keeping them from the source of diseases of physical and spiritual and social. And okay, but when sickness in the Old Testament was often understood as a punishment, so questions be now, why am I sick? Or why has God put this particular sickness on me? You can't question God to why he do it, but you can. David said, my God, why have thou forsaken me?" So I say you can ask that question, but if it say his grace is sufficient, that should be enough because a lot of sick people have had illness for years and still be able to function
mm-hmm.
with cancer, diabetes, and heart problems and mental problems. But what the thing about it is that for to get complete healing spiritually, we got to come back to God, come back to his word. Hosea
mm-hmm.
said that those same words, we have let us go back to the Lord. And he said that we have hurt ourselves. And the only way that we can be well, God has to heal us. because he wounded us. See, a lot of times we have a wound and we put a bandage on it, but we don't leave the bandage on there. We leave it on too long, because a lot of times you got to take the bandage off so the air can do some healing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of us that has the old school remedies from our parents, they would bandage a wound, but a few days later they would take it off so that air could hit it. But then mm-hmm. we have to look at, too, that demonic spirits that will attack us. And also, there are signs and wonders that we're always looking for to be a part of our healing. But our healing mm-hmm. comes from the will of God, by his will. And you have to have
Amen.
Faith. Faith, you have to have faith that he will heal you. And by him healing you, mean that he's bringing his power to your body and
mm-hmm.
healing you. But a lot of us have a sickness of the mind, which is the heart, the conscience. Because my grandmother
mm-hmm.
used that instead of you confronting a person by something they said or done, let their conscience be their prison.
Mm-hmm.
Let them suffer for their ill-gotten ways. But the Bible always give us, Sister Faith, proof that miracles do happen by the power
mm-hmm.
of Jesus.
Amen.
And he came not only with us. He said in John 14, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and life, and no one gets the Father but by through me. But the thing about it is that he was sent in a healing ministry, and not only
mm-hmm.
physical, but spiritual healing, to heal Israel, to seek the lost house of Israel. And today I say the ascended Jesus, his spirit, is seeking for the church to practice and perfect the reason why he came to this earth as a servant, for we are supposed to serve in his name. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, I'll just give you a little quick thing. We go to church to see God's face and to serve him, worship him.
Mm-hmm.
God gives us weapons in the book of Ephesians to use in our spiritual battle.
Mm-hmm.
These powerful weapons enable us to pull down the negative spiritual strength on our lives and defeat Satan. God has provided all you need to wage spiritual warfare against Satan. And I give you five examples. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, your testimony for Christ, your commitment to Jesus Christ, and the word of God in prayer. So if that doesn't take up all the time, somebody else has something to say.
Oh, I want to say something on what you spoke on. You were saying about the healing. You know, a lot of times people speak and believe what they spoke. You may go to the doctor and the doctor says you have this, you have that, but you don't have to claim it. You have to speak healing in your own body. And so that's what you were saying, to go back into the power of God. Though the doctors may say you have this and that, you don't have to claim it. You can claim healing in your body. You can claim the things of God, because that's where your power is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do hear a lot of people speaking about what they have, and then they believe what they have, and then they become more sick because they're not claiming the healing of God. So I just wanted to speak on that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yes. But when you're doing things in the new, you got to rely on God's faith. And I look at to be a rewarder, to be rewarder and be diligently seeking God in everything so that you can get your reward. And you got to finish strong.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you were telling me, you got to open up your spiritual eyes for what you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else have anything that would like to share in here? And there's another couple of callers online. Deacon Chapman, do you have any else things you'd like to share as well? Still have a lot of time here.
Well, when we talk about healing, do you know, a lot of times people focus on physical healing, right? So,
yeah,
just like a house has a thermostat, right, and it's cold.
Mhm. Mhm.
Now, if that thermostat is not working, the heat is not going to come on, right?
Right. Correct.
So, let's say the thermostat of the church is cold.
Mhm.
Now, if they don't, Jesus said, "My house is a house of prayer." Right. Okay. That means that the main object that we have in all things, we have to have a prayer life, even for our healing. We have to pray toward that.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer is not a fast food, a fast way of healing. It is always according to God's will. And like I said to you earlier when we were talking, before you went on air, that the body has to have a faith makeover. And the spiritual leaders need a spiritual facelift.
Yes.
And what I mean by that we have to go back to teaching the word of God instead of teaching what we interpret as the word of God. Teach it as it's written. Now, there are many ministers, there are many biblical writers have written millions and millions of, have written books and had millions and millions of translated copies. But the thing about it is that they don't talk about the 40 writers of the 66 books of the Bible. They want to read. If you look at some of the Christian book catalogs, you'll see many Bibles, Bibles for women, Bibles for children, Bibles for this, Bibles for that. But then we got the King James Authorized 1611. Now, the Bible actually was induced in the 15th century, but the first king, King Edward, didn't approve it, but King James did after it was read to him. But you have to thank God for Tinsdale for smuggling that one Bible into England. And what I'm saying is that we are not supposed to be dealing with a self-made religion. We're supposed to be dealing with the doctrine of the Father that was sent to us by his Son, Jesus the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He is not only the rabbi, the master teacher, he was sent by the Father. And when he became the Son, he was always a part of the Godhead. But he took on a physical form that would be recognizable by men, but they still did not recognize him as the Messiah. So the Orthodox Jews are still looking for the Messiah. But we as Gentile Christians, we look upon him as the Savior. The Jews will look upon him as the King of Israel. But at being the King of Israel, in Jerusalem being the church, the center of the world, is, might you say, the capital of all nations on his second coming when he placed his feet back on Mount Sinai in Bethany, but in Jerusalem. But what I want to say is that, no, I'm sorry, not Mount Sinai, in Bethany, on the same hill that he ascended from. As he told his disciples that they would be witnesses for him, that means that we're supposed to be witnesses too.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, give an example. Say there's a person in the body that's loud, rude, boisterous, always getting in with other members. Then there's one person that's an introvert, very quiet, very calm. Then that the spirit comes on both of them. That loud, boisterous person become quiet, but still praising the Lord in a quiet manner, saying, "How you doing? How you been? How is your family? God bless you." But that introvert start to praising God in a loud voice, praise the Lord, and singing hymns and doing prayer. Now, I can deal with a person like that than I can a synthetic, phony person that's saying they have confess Christ and they believe in the heart that he was raised from the dead, but they don't operate in the scripture that they have confessed to.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we got to avoid physical appearances and look at the the way a person lived their life as an example, because God is the only one who knows the heart. See, you can present a, you can present yourself in a spiritual, humble manner to me, but what is your heart made of? What do you believe in your heart?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, by what I'm getting the shot to say, we need to call the church back to order. Because the church need to make a call, especially to men, to regain their place in leadership of the church. Because men today need healing. And I pray that in 2016 that men will start to heal and come back and get in their rightful positions that God intended them for to be. And then a question would ask, how does the church experience God's healing power in Scripture today? And the only way you're going to get to know, you got to study the Scripture. And you have to deal with the Old Testament too. But you got to look at the foundation of today's, the church as we call it, the body of Christ, is dependent upon the epistles. And if you look at the epistles of John, 1 John, Peter, James, and Jude, the word cross is not mentioned there. And from Genesis 12 until Acts 9, it's all about Israel. From that on, it's about the principles about Genesis. Because if you look at the book of Romans, you'll see where Paul wrote to the Romans, the Gentiles in Rome. And we are of the Gentile church. And I think it's in, just give me a second, I think it's the 11th chapter. Well, he wrote to the, okay, here it is. He said, and this, wait a minute, and this, yeah, 10 and 45, and they of the circumcision, which believe was astonished as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. So it is not, it was not just for the Jews, it was for all to come unto the condemnation of God through Christ. See, so when we assemble ourselves together, we're supposed to be assembling ourselves together in His name.
Amen. Amen. I agree with that.
In His name only. Not following some of your oratorical speakers to the point where you are elevating. Because actually, I'll say this, and I'll say it boldly, and I'll contest anybody want to contest the statement. What cross did you give your life on for the church? What tomb were you put in and was resurrected from the dead and walked amongst men for 40 days and then ascended to heaven? So I can't elevate you. I can only elevate Christ.
Amen, that's right. That's right. I think for 2016, the new beginnings, the new season, I believe that we must become more fruitful. In order to be much fruit, we have to purge. I think we have to purge on a daily basis, but not to glorify ourselves, but to glorify God, because God wants us to finish strong. And we can't get tired along the way. We got to keep moving forward, and we got to come out strong, because God's word is going to keep us strong. He's going to keep us lifted up. He's going to keep us moving and going in the right direction. And so a lot of times we get weary, but the word of God says you can't get weary. You got to keep moving. And there's a lot of times you don't know where you're going. You don't know what direction you're going. You don't know. You're almost like blinded because you're walking a new thing, a new beginning. But God is going to lead you. He's going to lead you in the right direction. But you must diligently seek Him, and you will find Him. And so that's what I wanted to say for 2016. I have no idea where I'm going, but I know I'm going to finish strong because I have God. And I'm not sure where I'm leading, but God's going to lead me.
Just acting all of your steps.
Yes.
And I'd like not to cut you off, but I'd like to leave you with two verses out of 2 Chronicles 7:14-15. If my
mm-hmm.
people which call by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek
mm-hmm.
my and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven
Amen.
And will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my
mm-hmm.
eyes shall be open and my ears attain unto the prayer that is this place.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter where you are. And then also in
mm-hmm.
the third chapter, the 12th verse, Peter's
mm-hmm.
words, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to attain to the point where we have to have a prayer life, and the only way our life would change and change to a life of
mm-hmm.
love and to do good and for these days to be good upon us is to constantly be in prayer.
Amen.
And we have to sanctify the name of the Lord in our heart.
Amen. Amen. That was a good scripture, too.
Because, you know, Peter also said that we will keep going astray, but now we return unto the shepherd and the bishop of your soul, and that's Christ.
Mm-hmm. And then don't shortcut the prayer either. That's right. Amen. Well, we just have just a few more minutes, maybe like 4 or 5 minutes. Does anybody else have any comments or words they want to speak on?
Do we have a Sister Deborah on the line?
Yes, we do.
Hello?
Yes, we do, and she's listening. And she does agree that she needs to stay prayed up every day for this year and all the following coming years to come.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important that I do stay prayed up.
Because sister, we have to look at Christ, and we say Christianity, but the word really is pronounced Christianity. It's in a crisis in this day and age. You know, same-sex marriage, children going astray, they're disobedient to their parents. They're misusing certain prescription drugs and stuff. So we as a nation and as a body of Christ, we have to constantly be in prayer for these changes. And I say prayer change, people will say prayer change the thing, but I believe that prayer changes the person, the place they're in, and things around them start changing.
That's true.
But nobody has to totally agree with me, you know. Because from some of these guilt we suffer, it's a distraction and cause misery, and that light bulb goes off. We're supposed to be the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because Christ said you put a light on the hill, you don't light a candle on a bushel, because, you know, you set the bushel afire. But in other words, when you walk in the room, they should see the spirit upon you. You see your spirit feel, you know, and showing you that with the... that in you, that you are the temple of God, you are his walking tabernacle, you know, you his living stone, constantly witnessing for him. Your conversation should be about him. And we have to avoid falling into the wiles of Satan, you know, and stay away from this fast food Christianity.
Anyone have any more comments? Would you like a comment?
Sister Beverly and them went on today?
No, she's not here today.
And just remember this thing. The word belongs to God, the church belongs to Jesus, and the church is operated only by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Deacon Chapman, would you like to close in prayer?
Father God, as we have come to you on another closing of this program, Father, we pray that whatever was spoken today that have touched some hearts, Father.
Yes,
and
Lord,
we pray
thank you, Jesus.
This year 2016 there will be healing, complete healing, Father. Not only spiritual healing, physical healing, but the body of Christ will heal. Families will heal, Father. People will heal, Father. And Father, I pray that they will understand it's not what's said or done to them affects them, it's their reaction to it. You say vengeance is yours, said the Lord. So give it to them, you, and let you work it out.
Amen.
And God,
amen.
We thank you for this program, Father. And we thank you for all the listeners there, even though we have not had many comments or feedback. But we pray that what was said today will enhance their walk and they will continue to be a light amongst men and women in this world. In his name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all for joining us today. Thank you, Deacon Chapman, for your word, your prayers, and your comments. It was very, I got a lot out of it, what you spoke on today. And just an enlightenment, too,
mm-hmm.
as we're walking in 2016. And I just want to thank all of you that joined us today. And with that, I say good night. God bless you and have a great evening.
You too. Be blessed now.
All right. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Not the old stuff, fresh anointing.